tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week. Yes, don't tell me you haven't anxiously been awaiting. It's the time where for and the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting. Obviously, if it's riveting, it's got to be entertaining. And it is the tastiest and most demystifyingest. You know, this is the 10th time in a row I've said demystifyingest on shows and not screwed it up. I'm very pleased with that. We are, of course, the one and only live radio cooking show in the world. We must be talking about none other than Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the True Theater of the Mind radio show that is listened to by thousands, streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, the talk of the town, and, of course, SATCOM 106. And
no.
Geosynchronous...
No, there's no SATCOM.
There's no SATCOM?
No SATCOM, sorry.
Well, I've been paying for SATCOM.
Well, you shouldn't be because...
All right, no SATCOM.
Your dish network is not SATCOM.
It isn't?
No.
I pay $59 a month and it's not... All right, well, anyway, this week, our mobile kitchens finds us at an incredible place where great people gather together to smoke fine cigars. People that have been in and out of prison... People that are getting ready to go in and out of prison. People that walk every day on a golf course for a living. You name it, we got it here. We are talking, of course, about the cigar shop. No, Yanni, no, it wasn't you I was talking about in and out of jail, okay? But no, all kidding aside, this is the cigar shop. It is located in Cumming. Now, you have to go 400 north. And if you get lost because you're coming outside the perimeter for the first time, don't worry about it. Just keep going until you see the big red barn. Chef Eric? I know you're not challenged because you have all the latest doodads and gadgets, but you found this place all right.
Absolutely. Well, it's just, I mean, I go to Brownsbridge Church over there, and it's just north of that. So
Brownsbridge Church. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, you haven't found a church for the, never mind.
Hey, listen, I'm a Christmas Catholic. Leave me alone. But anyway, we are up here, and we are going to have a wonderful show. Now, we were going to be in the Produce Barn, which is the Big Red Barn, right here on 400 and Settendown Road. Now, for people who are not from the South, Settendown is pretty standard conversation piece. But for those of you up north, it would be Settendown Road. But in the South, it's Settendown Road. And it's about, 30 minutes north of the perimeter, which is the big circle that goes around Atlanta. And we're about 45 minutes from I-85 South, which we're still working on. And we're close to Marietta, where they're still working on that road, and then 20, where they blew up that road. I mean, the great thing about Atlanta is if you love traffic, oh, my God. And if you want to find out unique and interesting ways for the main infrastructure to blow up, this is the place to be. And we are up in the northern part of Atlanta's environs. It's an incredible place. But because of the weather, now remember, this is May. We're in the South. The weather is absolutely incredible. It's frickin' freezing is what it is. It's in the low 50s. It's rainy and overcast. It's dreary. But as the other engineer, the Beast, would say, God, isn't this great weather? But, you know, Chef Eric, this really isn't. But Tim made this available for us. So that we didn't have to stand outside in the rain and the wet with your new equipment. By the way, the new equipment you bought?
Pretty cool.
As soon as we figure out
how to use it, it'll be even better.
Well, listen, you know the beautiful thing about taping a show? People don't have to know how long it took us to get the equipment to work. It's totally irrelevant. It's not like some people that have TV coverage time where they stroll up and down and they have to do everything by TV breaks and everything else. But we are here to celebrate a new sponsor of ours, the Produce Barn, Eric Bennett, who is a, I guess you would call him an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. If you think of a business, he's probably in it. And he's got this wonderful produce barn up here where you can get fresh produce. And today you're going to be highlighting one of the things he brought in, some wonderful andouille sausage. Chef Eric, we couldn't do any of this without our wonderful sponsors, the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce, my friends, they are the leader in Vidalia Sweet Onions. My friends, there are so many knockoffs out there. If it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
And, of course, by Southern Sailing's, a leader in travel and cruising, Southern Sailing should be your first stop for the trip of a lifetime. And I know there's some people sitting in the audience, Yanni and Terry, they're going to be joining us. Bob Babb, the engineer extraordinaire, is going to be joining us. We're going to be taking to the Western Caribbean, where they have drink tickets that you can buy, where you can drink the whole cruise. And it's just one low, low sum. So I did, to keep economics well in mind, Chef Eric. I know you. They don't have a ticket for you for the drinking thing, because they don't have Dom Perignon, all you can drink.
Really?
Yeah, so I know it's going to be very stressful on you this trip, Chef Eric.
Yes. Well, I don't drink, so.
Yeah, either does Bob, either does myself. The only one that can really say that, well, we won't say, because we don't want to, you know. But anyway, we are here to celebrate produce, food, fun, and celebration. We are Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are live here today at the Cigar Shop in Cumming. Now, it's right off of 400. If you see the red barn, don't pass it. Pull in behind it. That little strip mall is where the cigar shop is. And cigars, people have asked me all the time, why do you have cigar stores to do venues? Because nothing goes with a fine meal. If Andre were here, he would say a fine steak, because I don't think he eats anything but a fine cigar, a fine beverage for those who imbibe, unlike Chef Eric, who does not this week. And a cigar is the perfect accoutrement to a wonderful, wonderful culinary experience. In fact, they're giving us a section of our cruise ship to smoke on. They don't know it yet, but when we all show up with cigars and those people with cigarettes move to the side, we shall overcome.
Yes, this is definitely new information, I think, for everybody.
Well, I just made it up, so it's got to be accurate.
Well, if we're the only ones in the area, I suppose it's okay.
What's that?
If we're the only ones in that area.
Well, yeah. What are they going to say? Huh. I dare them to try to pick me up and throw me overboard. I don't think they have a crane big enough.
Only if they have to abandon ship.
Yeah. And everybody's going to think I'm one of the lifeboats.
Exactly.
It's going to be a hideous thing. But, no, we're looking forward to it. We're going on the historic culinary cruise of the Western Caribbean. It's never been done before. Francine Bryson, Chef Eric, and myself, we got a wonderful, wonderful cast of wonderful people. We're going to be there the whole week. And you know what's cool about the people that are going on this culinary cruise, the celebrities on this cruise? We love hanging out with people. You know, it's not like where you go on some of these cruises where you get all these people and they, oh, yeah, we're going to sit down with so-and-so. We're going to say, yeah, you're right. They fly them on. They get them on there for a day or two. They fly them off just to sell tickets. We're going to be with you the whole week. And I have a custom Speedo that was made just for this cruise. And I mean, Bradley, I don't think there's no comment from the gallery. Is that appropriate? Gallery? Yes. No comment from the gallery over there about my Speedo. I said Speedo, and he looked up. Bradley looked up. His eyes got all big. His face got all flushed. I said, man, maybe I shouldn't say that. Then Darrell just came out of the back of the store. And anyway, but Chef Eric, we have got a power pack show. In fact, we've got a gentleman here. I've been coming here now for about 3 months. It's a fabulous place. But I met a gentleman here. I call him Counselor John. Everybody up here has a nickname. And the FCC will not allow for me to share my nickname with you that they have given me. But Counselor John's in the audience. And he's done something that I think everybody ought to give him a big hand. And hopefully he'll come up and talk to us in a little while later. He filed today to run for Superior Court Judge in Georgia. State Court? State Court. I always get State Superior. He's always Superior. Let's give it up for Big John.
Yay.
And I'm telling you, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
He's running against an incumbent. But he celebrated his 50th murder case. So he is very excited about that.
50 murders.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least in Atlanta, he keeps busy. Well, you know,
At least it's not Chicago. That would be a weekly
number. What's neat about people coming up here, like I said, we've got people that are actually on the PBA or PGA circuit. We've got people that are counselors, going to be judges. We've got people that work in all kinds of businesses. And they all come to celebrate cigars and tonight, great food. This place has a wonderful bar in the back. And Chef Eric, I know one of the things that you, since you don't drink, one of the things that are very important to you is how much everybody else enjoys fine wine.
That's
and you
true.
Can't get much finer than the winer at the cigar shop. And you know what? I think I've just been given a finger signal by the engineer. So, more food, more fun, more celebration. Chef Eric's Great Cooking, all coming up shortly right here on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, baby.